In their paper, researchers conclude that free and reduced-price meal eligibility is not a good measurement of student poverty. Ed Fuller, an education policy expert at Penn State University, says that can lead to inaccurate results, that more students qualify than should.
They conclude that it's an overestimate of poverty, at least as we currently define poverty.
Fuller says researchers point out that districts and parents have different incentives to make a student eligible for a free or reduced-price school lunch, and that parents volunteer their income, and there's often no way to check its accuracy. And that affects the funding schools receive. Here's Fuller again.
A lot of money goes through distribution based on your free and reduced-price meals eligibility. So, yeah, it can make a huge difference for some districts.
The researchers suggest other metrics, such as school neighborhood poverty, are promising for measuring student need. But not all education policy experts agree with the researchers' findings. The University of Pennsylvania's Brooks Bowden says students struggling with issues like food insecurity are generally underestimated, not overestimated. And using neighborhood data to consider aid would mean you'd miss lower-income students living in higher-income neighborhoods.
Where you might have some students who are really experiencing hardship, but maybe they're only 40% of the student body. And in that case, you know, that's still 4 out of 10 kids. We still want to get resources to those kids.
Nationally, with the current measurements, just over half of kids in the U.S. qualify for a free or reduced-price lunch. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.